Low temperatures at night in the middle 70s. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chances improve. There'll still be random storms, but in greater supply, more to go around. High temperatures generally in the low to mid-90s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC. Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Baron Coleman here with you. 5 minutes now after 10 o'clock. What a big hour, Dave.
I know.
I like old Pam Bondi. And Perry did a good job in here as well.
She's not bad for a swamp lizard.
Swamp lizard?
Fortigator.
Oh. Thought you're talking about like a swamp creature up there in D.C.
No.
That's
what we call it.
She's the kind of person we need up in D.C.
Yeah.
Can't have it's like in the legal field. I hear people saying, "Oh, you don't want to be a lawyer." I hear them telling young people that.
Right.
You're too nice and decent. You don't want to be a lawyer. Excuse me. We need nice and decent lawyers too. You can't have an entire industry succumb to scumbags. And you hear that in politics. Oh, that's why no one good runs for politics. No, we need good people to run for politics. And yeah, it's tough. And you get beat up. And they make up lies about you. And they fake stuff about you. But you know, part of it. You have thick skin, moisturized, sleeping gloves. Who's this? Randall.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
And I'm pretty good. Just kind of want to go off what you just said about going back to where you come from. And I kind of put that in the same, because first off, that ain't what he said. I mean, and that's just how the news is twisted. And and to kind of compare that, to go back to where you come from, to the Confederate flag, it has been that little line has been turned, and it's something we can't use, because I've watched old videos, you know, back the water hose of German Shepherds. I mean, that's what people shout. So it's something. It's a line that is embedded to people, just like the KKK took the flag and it's turned it racist. We got to, I mean, come to that. It's tuition. I mean, it's like you say, it's come to. That's how folks see it, view it. So that's how it is. And he did. I mean, but the words he used were who come from countries that are. I mean, they are out of control. I mean, Porter. And you can say what you want. I mean, she was born in New York, but Cortez, mama is from Puerto Rico. Daddy was born in a house full, you know what I mean? They came straight from, she was pregnant, was brought over here, was born in America, but he was still raised with Puerto Rican. And when 2 years ago, the news had even a black man thinking that he hated all brown Puerto Ricans. I mean, the news had everybody thinking that. But the news ain't tell that in August of 2018 that they found all these containers full of food, rotten food, and that the governor now is being put on lockdown. I mean, the globalists has got their hand on it bad. And we got, I think if everybody could read the whole tweet and don't take little bits, even from the far right side, I've heard it be put to a way that even made it me mad. That it's twisting the knife the way it's deeper. And I've been working on a Facebook post. I swear I've been working on it all night. You don't even know how many times I done wrote it and deleted it, because there's been a lot of ads took out of some of my black friends these past 2 days because of this. And everything they showed us, man, we sit there yesterday in the shop, and, man, we went over videos, and I was trying to show them, look where the news stopped for him for talking. Just look at his mouth. He was still talking, but the clip don't show it. This is where we got to stand up. And white men 40 and over that believe we've been to the moon, I love y'all, but if you can't see that you was tricked, don't get so mad at the black man knowing that he's been tricked. I mean, we got to stand up and take this news by the crotch and yank it out from under them. I mean, if it's not owned by a person, this one single person, You don't listen to it. I mean, even the far right, because, I mean, I heard they can even twist a little to make it sound like he was being shown up race. And so I want that line that we gone, go back to where you come from, was not ever said at that man's mouth. It's nowhere in that tweet. And he's saying, and the other woman, Omar, is from Somalia, and they was hurting women, like cutting their lips off between their legs, cutting it off, folks. They are over here. They are over here. It got Sharia law practicing in Minnesota, where Omar was brought to when she was 12 years old. They are tearing us down, but the news is only showing one side. But folks, I want y'all better. I mean, if I ever get this text, like I want to try to get it articulated, I'm gonna send it out. And that's four black people already said, please tag me in it. Last night was heartbreaking. Just look in these men's eyes. I mean, just the news is killing us. And we just got to stand up. But, man, that line wasn't said. He didn't say go back to where you come from. And that line is, I believe, has been instilled in people to be racist now, just like the flag.
So did he say that actual phrase, go back where you came from?
No.
What did he say specifically?
He says, who come from countries that are, I mean, and that's what I got wrote down, because I can't see it all.
Didn't he say you can't leave quick enough or something?
Well, that was a joke. But for Nancy Pelosi, Nancy has really had her mind full of these folks. She hates them. She is going along with them, but she don't want them here. And that's what he's saying.
Here's what he said specifically. Let's see the actual phrase he used. So interesting to see progressive Democrat congresswomen who originally came from countries whose governments are complete and total catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt and inept anywhere in the world, if they even have a functioning government at all, now loudly and viciously telling the people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government, is to be run. Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came? That's the phrase. Why don't they go back and help fix? He didn't say go home. He didn't say go back where you came from. Kind of. I don't know. I mean,
and then come back.
And then come back and show us how it's done.
And you can't leave fast enough because them places are destroyed. Puerto Rico, I don't even understand how that ain't even all over the news. I fault myself for not digging. Like, I hadn't been digging these past year and a half like I used to. And I fault myself for not keeping up with it. The news is killing us, and they can make us think what they want. And what is saying, go back quick enough, because they're in distraught, man, especially Somalia. Well, man, you all see how they do them women over there. So why, if America needs their help so bad, I mean, I understand what he's saying. Can't you just help fix the country? The world needs to come together. And the wedge that this camp government, I mean, the globalists put, thank you, Baron, for putting your glasses on me like this. And if I get this Facebook post out, man, I swear I hope it changes some thoughts and minds. And I love you, man.
I appreciate it, Randall.
Good call as always.
Man, Randall's so passionate.
I know.
He's got such passion and intensity, and he's there in the moment. Who's this?
Beelzebubba.
What's going on, man? You haven't called in a while. What's going on?
2 years, yeah. I've been out of state working, and then had a lot going on. No, I just brought one of those at you real quick. I was watching HBO last night, which I never watch. I never watch any of those channels. All I watch is History or, Discovery Channel, maybe Fox News occasionally, but when I listen to you guys. But HBO, man, I mean, they had this, I don't even know what they are. It's like they're pretending to be news or whatever. It's like in between the shows and stuff, and it's all bashing. All bashing Trump in every way they can, and no matter what, I mean, it is just ruthlessly presented as if everybody who voted for him is a racist. Everything we say is racist, and it's hilarious. I just wanted to throw that out, y'all. I'm gonna have to keep my kids away from that station.
Okay.
And good talking to you guys.
Yeah,
too,
appreciate
man.
It. Good to hear from you. It's been a long time. Beelzebubba called. That's the redneck devil.
Yeah.
Beelzebubble. Beelzebubble is the tranny devil. Bubbles. Beelzebubbles. But Beelzebubba is the redneck tranny. It's a redneck devil. It's a fine line.
Well.
It's very difficult to tell where that line is sometimes.
Well.
Chase Interiors. My man Trey over at Chase Interiors does fantastic work on walls and ceilings because that's all they do. Walls and ceilings. Look around your walls. Look around your ceilings. See water stains? You see some damage, cracks, somewhere where it's bowing and bending and, all that good stuff? You can fix that. You don't have to live your life that way. You don't have to walk into a house that's damaged. You can call Chase Interiors, and they'll come over there and actually fix it right. They'll do it right the first time. They'll look good, look brand new. Chase Interiors is amazing. Chase Interiors, 799-1502. 799-1502, and you can check them out online, chaseinteriors.com, chaseinteriors.com. Maybe you don't even have drywall or sheetrock. Maybe you have wood paneling or something like that, and you want to put up some drywall. Maybe you have exposed brick, and it just doesn't look good. It's all crumbly. You can put drywall up over that. They'll seal it all. Call them, 799-1502, 799-1502, chaseinteriors.com, chaseinteriors.com. And my man Trey over there will take care of you. It's not just jive talking when he calls and answers the phone. BGs do the jive talking. Chase Interiors does the wall fixing. We'll be back.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 53 Union Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Jones Drugs ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebook, and backpacks to Jones Drugs. Jones Drugs, your locally owned pharmacy, striving to be your health partner and not just a pill store. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Jones Drugs and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Cornerstone Managing General Agency has one of the finest business models I've ever heard of because he appeals directly to businesses and their employees. You know your employees don't want to pay more money for health insurance than they have to, and a lot of them don't have a choice. The only health insurance option they have is the one you provide. And if you're not taking care of them and you don't call Cornerstone Managing General Agency and you don't make sure you get them the best plan available, the best coverage for the money, well, my God, how can you be mad when they leave and go somewhere else, huh? How can you be mad when they don't like you? Be a good boss. Be a good employer. Be a good business owner. Take care of your employees. Take care of your employees. CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. 356-1502. 356-1502. Get Greg over there to jazz up your options a little better, and you'll save your folks some money. 22 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. Who's this?
Red Top.
Hey, buddy.
I'm getting a damn headache from all these four idiot women ain't worth any of this discussion. I know that's the topic of the day, but this is getting beyond ridiculous. Having everybody explain the same thing 1,000 times, it's starting to sound pretty damn dumb, don't you think?
What are you talking about?
The four pump chicks.
Oh, the squad?
Yeah. This is...
That's the stupidest name I've ever heard in my entire life.
Well, still, they're the stupidest chicks. They're rookies. They're young.
I don't think it's an accident that squad rhymes with broad. Am I right?
Right. Well, they're not even intelligent enough to be called a squad. I call a football team a squad, and damn, they ain't near no damn football team.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in the world. Can I maybe bring up another subject?
Well, I mean, I've got a lot of news. We just we haven't really gotten to it because we had a guest. What's going on? What do you need?
Oh, well, I'm thinking mostly on Nightly Business Report last night, the only place I heard it mentioned anywhere, U.S. and Iran look like they're going to get back to talking.
I actually have that printed off to talk about today. It is a...
very significant.
Well, oil plummeted.
That's why.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And, I mean, that's how significant it is. Oil plummeted.
Yes, that is extremely, and I heard it nowhere but Nightly Business Report.
You know
that's
why? You know why?
Oh, because it's good news.
If Donald Trump can get Saudi Arabia and Iran and North Korea either to the negotiating table and willing to sit on the sidelines and stop financing terror and causing problems around the world, and he can do it without having to give them permission basically to make nuclear weapons, and he can do it without having to pay them hundreds of billions of dollars in cash, mind you, cash. So much,
right.
So much cash. It took multiple planes to fly it over there.
Right. Yeah. And I notice a very similar circumstances. Kim starts launching missiles. Donald Trump gets on and says, "You're about to see the worst destruction the world's ever seen." Mm. Kim has stopped. Deja vu. Last week, I do believe he said the same thing to the Iranians after they shot down the drone. Right.
Mm-hmm. Something.
It's amazing. It's amazing what that particular statement will do to a dictator or a rogue regime. About a week later, they start talking different, don't they?
Yeah, it's totally different.
Can't get better, buddies. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Yep. Thanks. No, I just said yesterday. I've just said what in the last day or two on this program. It was this week, I know. When we talked about Saudi Arabia and how important that story was,
mm-hmm.
and we talked about Iran in that context,
mm-hmm.
about those were they and Iraq were sort of the big people that the globalists have been using to foment disruptions around the world for a long time. I know Muslims had a rough go of it at the beginning, you know, a lot of heads cut off and a lot of convert or die. But then they had like, you know, 1,000 years or so where everything was all right.
Right.
They were kind of backwards and twisted and, you know, goat herders or whatever. They're into goats. They like goats.
Goat people.
Big
like
goat
goats.
People.
What are you going to do?
But, you know, what the globalists have done to them the last 50 years is they've made them insufferable. They've made Muslims like Jason Voorhees walking in the room. You get scared when you see him on a plane. God forbid they're in the farming business and have to go get some ammonium nitrate or something. God. My name's Muhammad Al Abdul, and I need some ammonium nitrate, please, for my farming operation.
Oh, Lord.
And a crop duster, if you don't mind. Sir? Now, if you're Billy Bob Jones and you need some ammonium nitrate and a crop duster, like, this way, Mr. Jones. Get you a plane right over here. Got your manure up over here. You need some diesel fuel to operate that plane, sir?
Do you have a pilot's license? No, I can just fly while in air. No land, no takeoff.
26 minutes after 10 o'clock. Who's this?
Cinderella.
Hey, Cinderella. I mean, it's like old caller day. What's going on?
Well, I'm not old, but I'm an OLD.
No. I mean, you're an OG caller. You're from the older days of the program.
Yeah. I get it. I was cutting up with you. Got a question. Any information or new news on Venezuela? There for weeks, all we heard was Venezuela, Venezuela. People eating out of garbage dumpsters and everything. Hadn't heard anything about it.
Yeah, they're still eating out of garbage dumpsters. The news gave up as soon as they figured out what Trump was doing. And then they stopped covering it. As soon as they realized that that was an American operation designed to overthrow the current government in a peaceful fashion without a war, the news gave up because that doesn't fit the globalist corporatist narrative.
So they're still in the same disarray over there?
Oh, yeah. Nothing's gotten better in Venezuela. They got a little reprieve as oil prices went up a little bit. Low oil prices lead to starvation in Venezuela. High oil prices lead to prosperity. When oil was $120, $140 a barrel 10 years ago, 12 years ago, whatever that was, Venezuela had more money than God. I mean, they couldn't give enough away.
Right. That's why they did that.
But when it got down to $30 a barrel and it cost about as much to extract it out of the ground as it as you could sell it for, life got tough to be a Venezuelan.
But weren't they trying to overturn a newly elected government or something?
Well, it wasn't a newly elected government. I mean, the Americans interfered, you know, surprise.
Shocker.
But the Americans installed an American puppet, a CIA operative or somebody like that, to challenge the legitimacy of Maduro. And he failed. He did not gather enough support. I think the Americans thought if we could put Maduro up there, claim he's the president, start calling him the president, get our allies, and 30 or 40 countries did, send letters saying, you're the president. We recognize you as the president. That maybe the military would follow him and get rid of Maduro, and then it would be an American kind of puppet regime down there, a friendly regime. It didn't work. It didn't work. It failed. Whether or not they'll try it again or whether or not they're still actively trying things, we don't know. I think things like that, honestly, are better done in the dark when we don't know about them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And maybe
yeah.
Maybe that's it. Maybe they stopped communicating. They were communicating with the press to try to draw attention to it to put more power, more pressure, excuse me, on Maduro to get out of there. But it didn't work. It didn't work.
Well, too bad. All right.
Yeah,
thanks, guys. Have a great day.
It's amazing. What she noticed is a bigger story than just Venezuela, though.
Right.
The press is on something, on something, on something, on something, on, and then they're off something.
Right.
You remember the trainee that shot up the school in Colorado and killed people?
Yes.
No. I mean, what, an hour's worth of coverage?
Right.
I mean, that's the bigger story. We still don't know, allegedly, what motivated the shooter in Las Vegas, who supposedly made all his money. You're talking about Epstein Jr. over there. Supposedly made all his money. Oh, speaking of Epstein, what a
right.
terrible time for Roy Moore to decide to run for office. When Jeffrey Epstein news breaks.
Right.
But he supposedly made his millions playing video poker, which is asinine and stupid and ridiculous.
Definitely.
And Epstein supposedly made his money by trading that no one's ever traded with him. Guys, this is how you know someone's an intelligence asset. When their life is closely examined, it doesn't hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Vote carefully down there in the 1st Congressional District. Might have a businessman from Zaire running. Just a businessman, Dave.
Well, you know, it's just in the business.
Apple to shift some AirPod production to Vietnam from China as the exodus from China continues.
China.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen this flesh-eating bacteria all over the East Coast? Florida coast and everything?
Yeah.
It's bizarre. Flesh-eating bacteria all over the place on the East Coast. I wouldn't step foot in the Gulf of Mexico right now to save my life. I'd go down there and party. I'd go down there and play golf. I'd go down there and lay on the beach. I'd go down there and go to the pool. I'd enjoy the local seafood fare.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe get a Rita's frozen custard on 59 down there. But I wouldn't get any water. Flesh-eating bacteria. A Tennessee man was just killed by flesh-eating bacteria after a trip to the Florida Panhandle.
That sounds a non-habit for me.
12 hours after he was in the water, he woke up with a fever, chills, and cramping. They got him to the hospital around 8 p.m., took him back immediately, dead as a wedge. That's how fast it'll kill you. Can do it in a day or two.
That doesn't sound fun.
One woman just moved to Florida recently, died after getting a small cut on her leg walking along the coast. Yeah, you know. Here's a man, Tyler King. He was at work at Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, when he noticed his left bicep starting to swell. Took Benadryl. Didn't even go in the water. Was just near the water.
Yikes.
They were able to save his arm. I don't know, man. 12-year-old girl almost lost her leg recently after flesh-eating bacteria. Necrotizing fasciitis.
No thanks. Me no want none.
Would you like another serving of necrotizing fasciitis?
No thank you.
Fasciitis just sounds...
Dig.
Sounds like what I want to do to Antifa. I want to give him a fasciotomy.
Necrotizing.
We'll be back, 32 after. The chills that you spill up my back keep me filled with satisfaction when we're done. Satisfaction of what's to come.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Yes! Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
From the Fox Business Network, Bank of America is reporting a strong quarter, and now it plans to give back some money to shareholders by increasing its dividend 20%. Bank's also planning to buy back stock. Bank of America shares are higher. There's a merger in the pot business. Massachusetts-based cannabis company Curaleaf is expanding in the U.S. It's buying Grassroots, which is private and is also known as GR Companies. It's a cash and stock deal valued at $875 million. The acquisition will expand Curaleaf from 12 states to 19, including Illinois, which recently legalized recreational use of marijuana by adults. Amazon is facing an investigation by the European Commission. It's looking into how it handles the merchants on its site. Amazon's cooperating with the probe. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The big heat is back, and that dominates much of the eastern half of the nation. I think we could be in the upper 90s for the next couple of days, with a high around 97 today and tomorrow, and the heat index approaching the 105 danger range. Any storms that do pop up will be very isolated in nature. Most towns will stay dry. Low temperatures at night in the middle 70s. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chances improve. There'll still be random storms, but in greater supply, more to go around. High temperatures generally in the low to mid-90s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
That soon?
Yeah.
Sure is flying by today. It's unbelievable. This one goes out to the one. Dave, you kind of look like Dave Coach Popovich in your...
Yeah, I've got that.
Will Meacham put that up. I like that.
Somebody said Donald Sutherland.
Yeah, kind of.
And the best is... I like the Alan Rickman one.
Yeah, the Alan Rickman.
I'll take Alan Rickman, okay?
Oh, I'd take Popovich. I'd take his five championships,
hey,
too.
I'd take Donald Sutherland. You know, I mean, he's weird.
Yeah, you think?
Like, you ever seen Backdraft?
I've never seen Backdraft.
He's the guy that, like, wants to burn everything.
Have you seen Ordinary People?
Yeah.
A great movie. That was 70s, late 70s?
1980.
80?
Mm-hmm.
Academy Award winner.
Won the Academy Award, 1980. Timothy Hutton.
One of my favorite movies. Top five movie for me.
Really?
Of all time. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Dark.
Awkward. I'll give the audience three guesses as to why, and I like it too.
Why?
It's about divorce, and your parents are divorced.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's part of it.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a supremely well done movie. They don't make movies like that anymore.
They do not make movies like that anymore. Now all they make is
Spider-Man 37.
Here's an obscure superhero that, you know, we're going to make into some kind of big thing.
Terrible movies.
Blech.
Well, and the number of jump cuts in movies now.
Oh, God.
I mean...
Painful.
You know what the average number of jump cuts in a 30-second commercial is now? 16. It's up to 16.
Painful.
More than one cut...
Per second.
Every
2 seconds.
More than one cut every 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You watch an old movie like Ordinary People, they'll have whole scenes of 2 minutes of acting. Where they're standing in the kitchen talking for 2 minutes without moving the camera.
And that's a drama. Go back to like Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
And like watch how long the scenes are.
Right. They had to actually act back then.
The scene where he throws the guy the thing and then he runs off and he has to jump across.
Yeah.
I got impatient. I was like, all right, we get it. You get up. Come on. This doesn't need to be 3 minutes. It needs to be about 20 seconds.
Who's this? You're on the air.
Donkey Lord.
Oh, Donkey Lord. How are you?
Hi, guys. I just want to say I was born and raised in Pensacola. I was raised on Pensacola Beach.
All right. Have you ever had necrotizing fasciitis?
No. And I,
not
and
yet.
But what's very disturbing, too, is that, I mean, I grew up on fresh seafood. So, I mean, I am a panhandle beach baby. I could outswim adults at 3 years old, you know, on Pensacola Beach. And what's disturbing is that as much as I love seafood, I mean, when you were mentioning in the last clip about how, you know, you go down and enjoy some seafood, I'm afraid of seafood right now because our seafood is coming, our Gulf seafood is coming out of the Gulf where the flesh-eating bacteria resides.
Yeah, but so, you cook your seafood.
I know, but still, I mean, even with the, and I am a seafood lover. I mean, I've been out on a boat, caught a grouper, filleted it, and had a hibachi grill and made a fresh grouper wrap right there on the boat. Took the tail of the grouper, put right. it on a hook, dropped it, caught another grouper. But even the idea of cooking it, it just, it's a little freaky, y'all. I mean, it's a little freaky what's happening. So anyway, that's my two cents. I'm going to visit my mom soon. I'm going to go put my feet in the sand on Pensacola Beach, but I'm not stepping in the water, you know, and
I wouldn't right now until they figure out what the hell's going on out
no,
there.
No, not at all.
Does anybody have a leading theory on what's caused it?
I have my own theories, which is just, you know, two cents here. We're polluting the water. And, I mean, the Gulf is like a cup because it doesn't, I know the water is still flowing, but it all kind of sits in that area a lot longer. I know there's a flow. I know there's a Gulf Stream flow. I get that. But I just think you can only handle so much of what you're dumping in there. What are we doing with Lake Okeechobee in Florida with the sugarcane field that Big Sugar is dumping into the lakes, which in turn they're dumping out into the water?
Big Sugar. I love it. They're Big Sugar whores.
Big Sugar whores.
I love it. Sugar.
If somebody gets offended because you're not calling them a hooker.
Hey, listen. When I lived in Boca, they had a, Boca had clear water. They had water filtration systems that would take that green tint out of it. But actually, we lived in Delray. I worked in Boca. In Delray, they did not have that same water filtration system that Boca had, and the water was green. You filled up your bathtub, it was green, like an aquamarine color green.
Yeah.
And apparently it was safe to drink, but sometimes it was greener than others. And you know what it depended on? When they were in the fertilization cycle of sugar and oranges. Because the more they fertilized the sugar and oranges, it fertilized the aquifer underground, and you got algae blooms, and they didn't filter it out. They treated it just like they did normal water, but that green stain stayed in there.
And if anybody is read up on the stuff that's happening with the bottlenose dolphins that are dying, they're saying because they're being exposed to fresh water, brackish water, and it's causing these painful lesions on them, and it's killing them. I mean, you and I, but the globalist corporatist whores.
Aha. Lori's caught on. Lori's figured
out. Are killing our marine life. Do you think anybody cares? No. Mm-hmm. The big oil companies are killing our marine life. Do you think anybody cares? No. Go to Louisiana and talk to the guy that makes a living shrimping. Talk to the oyster people who go and gather oysters. Man, I was a raw oyster on a cracker with cocktail sauce, hot sauce, and a beer person terrified to eat oysters right now. You know what I mean? Huh.
I hadn't thought about the oysters.
You know,
well, wouldn't it necrotize the oyster flesh before it, so you'd open it up and realize it wasn't a good one?
Well, oysters are what, the filters of the water? I mean,
yeah.
Liver of the waters, you know what I mean? I'm like, eh.
Well, they're delicious. I know that. You know, they have an oyster problem up in Lake Michigan and the water's too clear.
Oh, yeah.
They're filtering out so much out of Lake Michigan that the water's too clear for some of the small fish to live, and they're afraid it's going to be a chain reaction and kill everything.
Hmm. Well, let me tell you what Florida needs. Let me tell you what the Gulf Coast needs. They need Michigan to send some of their fresh oysters down so that people don't get sick from eating them out of the Gulf of Mexico. And like I said, I'm a beach baby. I was born and raised on Pensacola Beach. I mean, my mom had a VW bug. She was a hippie. I mean, all the way. But I will get in the water, and I will not eat the seafood, and I'm a seafood lover. And, I mean, God bless America, go Trump, and love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Our number, 272-9228. I'm going to Gulf Shores in September.
Well.
But I'm not getting in the
water. After about 2 days, I'll be taking over the show.
After I get necrotizing. Hey, listen, I almost lost an arm to some sort of weird bacteria one time. MRSA.
Yeah.
Stuff's nasty.
It is.
But they can find that there was some cocktail of high potent
antibiotics
that they were so nasty, the antibiotics were, they had to move the site where they injected them in my arm every time they gave it to me. And it felt like fire going into my arm. And every time it would get phlebitis in the site every time. So they would give it to me and then have to move it up like 3 or 4 inches or 5 inches. And then they go to my hand, then they go to my elbow, then they go to my other arm, down to the forearm, other side of the forearm, back of the hand on that arm. And it would inflame those veins every single time. So they finally put in a PICC line. Oh, I mean, that was good for my heart. Dumping that stuff directly into the superior vena cava right there. Auburn House Wash, 826-WASH, 826-WASH, auburnhousewash.com. My man Spencer over there is remarkable. He's the best. He's amazing. And if you just pick up the phone and call him, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Spencer over at Auburn House Wash can get you a quote usually within an hour. And the price is going to be so much less than you think it's going to be. I thought, honestly, to get my house done would cost several thousand dollars. The quote was about 10-15% of what I thought it was going to cost. And that is unbelievable. That's the kind of value you're talking about. The historic Marks house there in Pike Road, Alabama, we had it cleaned. If you want to go by and see how beautiful it looks today, it looks like it was painted brand new. It wasn't. It was just washed by Auburn House Wash. Give your house a bath, people. 826-WASH. We got calls on hold. We'll dedicate the whole next segment to your calls. At 272-9228, the bathinnovations.com guest hotline.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The world is a vampire.
your kind of guy, Dave. Tall American.
My favorite Pumpkin song.
I think it's everyone's favorite Pumpkin song.
I think I know a lot of people that would say no, but...
Well, because it's too overplayed?
Yeah, or whatever.
These are like...
Oh, I like that, you know, mayonnaise.
Yeah. I like that deep-cut brown sugar. Okay. Good for you. Let's talk about the hits that made the top 10, please. 8 minutes to the top of the hour. Look, I like the Pumpkins as much as anybody. I can put on any Pumpkins album, I'll listen to all 37 songs or whatever, because they all release these massive long albums.
That's a long album.
Well, but you know what? I like all the songs. But when I go to the concert, I want to hear the hits. I want to hear the hits, because that's when the crowd's into it. I don't want to just see like 9 people singing along and everybody else standing there with their arms folded going, play Bullet.
Right.
When's Bullet coming on?
It's easier. Don't go to concerts expecting things to like them to play any songs.
Just go and enjoy it.
Don't go because you like the band. Just like go because you like the band, or you know.
I will say, my wife and I one time got inebriated at a concert in Tuscaloosa.
Once,
and it was an Avett Brothers concert, and we might have screamed from the balcony, "January Wedding." In between every song until they played it.
Well, that's different.
And I don't think it was on the set list.
That's different.
I think they just played it to shut up the couple up there in the upper deck. January Wedding! And they finally played it. And then we could go on peacefully for the rest of the concert. We really enjoyed ourselves. 7 minutes now to the top of the hour. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, generous sponsors of this program. The greatest people you'll ever meet, by the way. They're hiring over there, so if you want to work in a great family-friendly environment for a great owner, Will Meacham's a fantastic human being, a great general manager like Donovan Ivy or the folks up in Prattville, both locations. Man, go in, drop off an application, take a pen with you, do it during off hours. You know, your uptime is their downtime is your uptime. So, 2 to 5 maybe, somewhere in there where they're not packed. If they open at 11, they're about to seat lunch. Don't go in there asking to talk to a manager.
Right.
You know, if you show up at 2 or 3 in the afternoon with your own pen and you're clean and you look good, they're going to hire you probably. So get over there when you get a chance. And by that, I don't mean you have to have like a certain look. I mean like, you know, don't show up in your favorite, you know, Randall Cunningham Eagles jersey. You know, put on a clean shirt that just came out of the laundry. And maybe a pair of jeans without a rip in them. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, but still.
With coffee stains on it from 93.
Like, that's a deep pull. Something that you got in 8th grade.
Randall Cunningham was awesome.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, it's just that he's been out of the league for 10 plus years, right?
Oh, he's been out of the league for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
Number 7.
Had that comeback season with the Vikings, too.
Did he?
Yeah, they were 15-1.
You know, they
lost to the Falcons in the NFC Championship.
Didn't he lead the league in punting average 1 year or something?
I think so, yeah.
He was a gifted athlete.
Yeah, he could ball.
He was punting like 68-yard bombs.
Yeah.
What a killer. I like that guy, Randall Cunningham. Go to Midtown Pete's Kitchen. Whether you want to work there or eat there, they don't care. Special this week's awesome. Broccolini and chicken and mushrooms and tomatoes and a red sauce over linguine.
You're making me hungry.
It's got that shaved Parmesan on it.
You're making me hungry.
Me too. I got to get there. I had a big breakfast. Holy mackerel. Hey, big. You know what I like? This is not part of the Midtown spot, by the way. I went to Chappie's this morning for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
They use real ketchup.
Real tomato ketchup, Eddie?
Nothing but the best for you, Clark. they use real ketchup. And by that, I mean without corn syrup. You know, I'm kind of shy about corn syrup.
Yes.
And if you give me ketchup with corn syrup, I go easy on it. I just barely drizzle it on the hash browns. You give me ketchup without corn syrup, I'm going to drink it as a beverage. I love ketchup. Ketchup is the perfect condiment.
You can make your own.
Not worried. Why would I make it when Hunt's makes it without corn syrup?
I don't know. Maybe it's better.
No. Hunt's ketchup without corn syrup is period. It's the best of all time. And I don't have to think about Teresa Hines Carey while I'm using it. I don't have to worry about John Kerry over there violating the Logan Act. But yeah, real ketchup. I like that. Ketchup's perfect. It's salty. It's sweet. It's vinegary. It hits all the taste buds. It's got umami.
It does.
I don't know if it does or not, but I can say it does. What's the other one? Sugar, salt, sweet, sour. Oh, sour. It's got sweet, sour, salt. What's there's a fourth one? What is that?
Bitter.
Bitter. It doesn't have any bitter, though, because it's perfect. That bitter would be terrible. Victoria's Secret boss Wexner swears. I swear, guys.
I didn't know that the only guy that I had investing my billions of dollars that I gave a $100 million apartment to in Manhattan, I didn't know that he was, the king of child molesters.
I had no idea.
You know, people have only been talking about it for, 20 years about his the weird stuff that happens around him and young girls and, his private island that they called Molo Island. But,
I want to know.
Pedo Island.
I want to know how these two met. Because that'll tell you everything to know about whether or not he really knew or not. And if he didn't know, why was he sending his Victoria's Secret models over there for talent evaluations?
Well.
So that Epstein could have his way with them.
Just thought he had a really good eye.
Oh, you're talking about his, like, vision.
Yeah.
Wexner, founder of L Brands, Inc., which owns Victoria's Secret, told his employees Monday he regrets crossing paths with the disgraced pedophile financier and claims in an internal email he was never aware of the illegal activity. Quote, as you can imagine, this past week I have searched my soul, reflected, and regretted my path ever crossed his, the 81-year-old mogul said of Epstein. I don't buy that for a second.
Nope.
You know why? Because I'm looking at a picture of Wexner right here.
Mm-hmm.
Guy looks like he diddles kids.
Well?
I'm not saying he does, but if I had to cast a movie of this guy, if I had to cast a movie of an 81...
Get them kids! If you were at a playground,
yes,
all right, and that guy shows up, even if he has like kids with him that are purportedly his,
yes,
or his grandkids, you're like, hey baby, let's start moving towards the car. No, nothing's wrong. Don't draw attention to yourself.
Look back; you'll turn into a pillar of salt.
Don't make any furtive movements. Let's just get the kids and go to the car. I know they're not going to be happy. Let's just get them and go to the car. I'll be starting the car.
He just looks like a guy that looks at children with prurient motives.
Yeah, he looks like a creep is what he looks like.
He is a creep.
Yuck.
Even if he's not a creep, he's too close to a creep.
He's a creep by association.
Yeah, it's not like they had casual relationship where they worked together on a few items. I mean, the guy invested $1 billion of his dollars, allegedly.
That's it.
I'm curious what he bought with that. That's what he could do to prove it. Well, here's the great investments he made. That's why I kept giving him money for all these years.
They ain't gonna tell you that.
We'll be back.
No chance.